All right, so we're obviously going to get into a lot of fun stuff this morning. We're giving away a trip to Cuba, thanks to Sunwing. We've got To Tell the Truth coming up after 8 o'clock. Of course, Smarter Than Sam, as always. And especially since it's Friday, a lot of fun things on the way. But, you know, sometimes heavier things come up and they deserve a lot of our attention. And I think this really deserved a moment right now. I had to talk about the fact that today marks 30 years since the École Polytechnique massacre here in Montreal. And what has been coming up 30 years later is how the rhetoric surrounding the shooting has changed a lot. And it's really important for us to talk about why that is. So this year, 30 years after the attack, the city changed the wording on the park sign to refer to the mass shooting as an anti-feminist attack rather than a simply tragic event, which is what it was called for years. And I think it's every bit as important that we continue to honor the women whose lives were taken and to hopefully work toward change and call this what it was, the same way that we call attacks against any minority group exactly what they are. This gunman hated feminists, so he hated people who believe in equality for both men and women, and he took their lives because they were women and because of his disdain for women. In less than 20 minutes, he killed 14 women on that campus and changed countless lives forever. He left a list of other women's lives that he would have taken had he had more time as well. And, you know, I know that we want to feel so very progressive here in Canada and here in Quebec, and we can be in some ways. But the fact is that 30 years later, there are still aggressions, there are still microaggressions, inequalities, violence, and injustices that are overlooked and brushed to the side every single day in a million different ways because the victims are women and because the people who lose or miss out or are treated unfairly are women. And I am so thankful for the people who are trying to see this change. You know, the men who acknowledge and speak up when these things come up inspire me every single day, and I appreciate and I admire them every bit as much as I admire the women who speak up, even though they know it could change how certain people see them, or it might not be the popular thing to do, depending on who they're surrounded by. It took 30 years since this happened. And I know I'm not alone in feeling like the city did what was right. They did the right thing to call this horrific moment in Montreal history exactly what it was, which is an anti-feminist attack. 14 lives were taken, and we can't forget those lives, and we have to continue to keep their memories alive. The lives were taken because they were women. And we should all take a moment today to remember them and to also think about how we can help continue to move things forward for women here in Quebec, in Canada, and all over the world. It's 7:15 right now.